In an article written in 1994, speaking about revitalized Islam, and also in the same year, in the Atlantic Monthly, Turabi's Law, The Cross and the Crescent, Islam in the West, many of the important journals in the 90s have written articles concerning the great changes going on in the world. And in this article in The Economist, we find that they were dividing up the world in the 21st century into three camps. This is how people who think in terms of the political world order are thinking. They divided the world into three camps. The first is the West. And now in the West, Russia is included in the West. Before Russia, the Soviet Union was the bad guys. And it was the Eastern Bloc and the Western Bloc. The Cold War was on, but now the Berlin Wall is down, and the Russians are eating at McDonald's. And it's changed. So they are part of the West. So that's number one. Two was the countries of the Pacific Rim. The countries in the Pacific Rim, Confucian-based cultures, the Asian countries, and the growing economies. This is considered to be the second world power in the 21st century. And the third, they said, was the world of Islam. And that's very interesting because they didn't say Islamic fundamentalists. They didn't talk about a little cell group out to destroy the world. They were trying to be more intellectual. They looked at the whole situation and they said, the world of Islam. And when they discussed this article, and also when Bernard Lewis, one of the famous so-called experts of the West on Islam, spoke about this in the Atlantic Monthly, they looked at Islam not in terms of individuals, not in terms of a little religious cult, but they looked at Islam as a civilization. Because Islam is really a civilization. And we know that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Inna deena indallahi al-Islam, that surely the way of life with Allah is al-Islam, He is not speaking about a religion in the religious Western narrow sense, but a way of life that includes your economic situation, your political life, your social life, your personal life, your collective life. All spheres of your existence come within your way of life. And so they recognize, even though some Muslims don't yet recognize, that Islam is a way of life. And no doubt, Islam has had a powerful influence on the world. And I like to look back at 1492, especially for people living in this part of the world, because historically it is one of the great cutoff points. And not just because of the fact that Christopher Columbus bumped into America when he was lost and he was found by the native people here. They discovered him. Not just because of that, but because of the fact that in 1492 was the fall of Granada. And that was when the authority that the Muslims had had in Western Europe for over 700 years, when the great achievements in science, in math, in all the different fields of intellectual thinking, the practical sciences, and that society in Andalusia that was built reached the pinnacle of civilization, where they were able to use the forces of nature, bring the water out of the mountains without causing pollution. They were able to develop chemicals and make scientific achievements without poisoning the water, without poisoning the air. They lived in an environmentally friendly way, although they were scientific. And what was also very important about this age was the fact that not only were they at the height of science and knowledge, but they were at the height of monotheism. And so the scientists was a strong believer in the Creator. When the scientists studied botany and biology and looked into the creations of Allah, it strengthened his faith in the Creator. When the scientist, when the doctor recognized the power of the immune system, that Allah has made a system within us that fights off the disease even while we're sleeping. that when the doctor saw this, it increased his knowledge of the Creator. The more that the scientists, the mathematicians, the intellectuals pondered the creation, the stronger they became in their belief in Allah. The stronger they became in their determination to try to set a system up that not only would give freedom of speech and thought to Muslims, but also allowed Christians and Jews and other people to function in the society. And quiet as it's kept. In the time when the Muslims ruled in Andalusia, it was the golden age of Jewish literature. It was their golden age. Maimonides, Ibn Ma'mun, and many of their great intellectuals were in Muslim Spain. This is where they got their education. And so we recognize that they set up a society that influenced the whole planet. And our modern life that we are living now has a great debt to the Muslims. Like Al-Kashani, who had a computer in the 15th century. Like Ibn Sina, in his The Law of Medicine, Al-Qanun fi Tib, where he laid down the law of medicine in this encyclopedia type work that he did that European scientists benefited from up until the 16th, 17th century. We also recognize that Isaac Newton, when he discovered gravity, it wasn't just because the apple hit him in his head. He was probably reading an Arabic text, and the apple woke him up, and he turned to the page on gravity. Because Muslims already knew about gravity. Muslims already knew about gravity. That was nothing new. Zero is an Arabic letter. I mean, a number, sifar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The first traces of this use we see in ancient Egypt. If you go to the temple in Saqqara, the great pyramid in Saqqara, the old kingdom of Egypt, you will find zero and decimal numbers. 3000 BC. In ancient India, you'll also find the use of zero. But the Muslims were able to take it and to revolutionize it and to make it relevant, taking science and making it relevant with your tawhidic understanding, your monotheistic understanding, make it relevant to the world. Benefit creation, enhance life with your science and your technology. Keep your modesty and your dignity, although you have progress. That was the great achievement of the Muslims. And that, I believe, is one of the important reasons why the economists and other groups looked upon the world of Islam as one of the three powers.